He goes on to speak to him in verse 9, "Woe unto him that striveth with his maker." Why fight against God? You're going to lose anyway. The Greeks had a proverb that went something like this, "The dice of the gods are loaded." And that's exactly what God says in his word. God says, don't gamble with me. Don't strive with me. Don't think that you can fight me. Settle your case out of court, as we've already seen in this book. "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." God says, don't strive with me. You're going to lose. Don't gamble with me, because when I roll the dice, they're loaded. I know exactly how they're coming up, and you don't. So don't gamble with me. I can tell you, you're going to lose. My, this is tremendous. Now, the Lord moves on, makes some other claims. Verse 12, he says, "I've made the earth. I created man upon it. Even my hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded." One thing here that's interesting. God says, "I stretched out the heavens." Now, that's no accident. With Sir James Jeans, who was a Christian astronomer in Great Britain, who advanced a theory that today most astronomers follow. And I've noticed that here in Pasadena, some of the men connected with Caltech that work in astronomy, they take this position that you and I live in a universe, as Sir James Jeans called it. He wrote a book, "This Expanding Universe Gets Bigger Every Minute." These planets and worlds and galactic systems are all moving out away from each other. God says, "I stretched out the heavens." That's the way he did it. He hasn't exactly told them just how he did it and how he can take nothing and make something out of it. I don't know. But I don't care what theory that you adopt. If it's evolution, you have to move back to a place where there's nothing and then there's something. And if you tell me how nothing becomes something, then I'll listen to you. Until you can answer that, then you can talk about tadpoles and monkeys all you want to, and I'll just sit there and smile at you, because I'm a skeptic. I don't believe you. Now, only God has a reasonable answer. God says, "I did it. I created it. And by his fiat word, he brought the universe into existence." By the way, do you have a more intelligent answer for that than God's given to us here in his word?